Well, it's green across the board today, with the All Share edging up 0.6%, led by financials gaining 1.7%. The Resi, in the meantime, was just over 1% stronger, and industrials ending the day a touch higher as well. Joining me now with further analysis on the day's market activity is Sam Mokorosi from Vunani Capital. Sam, thanks so much for your time today. So the JSE higher today thanks to risk-on sentiment, because there's finally a little bit of good news in the US-China trade dispute.
Well, look, we don't know what Mr. Trump is up to. You know, one week he's hot, one week he's cold. And I think that he's starting to realize that, you know, playing tough on this trade deal is actually costing him more than he's winning. And so we saw some positive noises come out in the last sort of week or so, and really saying, let's extend the deadline, let's remove some of the tariffs on some of the items until we can sort this out. So positive all around because of that.
Positive, but as we know with Trump, a tweet can come along and just scupper all of that.
Yes.
But the Rand also being boosted by sentiment. We've had quite a nice run in the Rand so far, but can it be sustained? Where are you sitting on that?
Well, so, you know, if we're looking at this globally, you know, so the Rand hasn't been really moving because of domestic issues. I think certainly Moody's coming out and saying that they're going to hold our rating at investment grade certainly bolstered the Rand or shored it up at least. But really, we're seeing the ECB also going risk on in terms of saying they're concerned about growth in Europe, and so they are putting more liquidity into the market, and the market just liking that and the Rand enjoying that as well.
Yeah. Well, the level of the Rand will be one of the factors that the Reserve Bank will have to consider next week when the MPC sits. They'll also consider a lot of the things you've highlighted, ECB, you know, the global growth picture at the moment, and Moody's. They've also got to take that into account. Mm. Moody's seeming to give us the benefit of the doubt for now, at least. What are you pricing in? Do you still see that they're going to keep rates on hold? Could we get a bit of a cut, maybe?
Yep. We unfortunately, that's not our expectation. We did get a cut earlier in the year. We think that they're going to hold next week, and wait and see almost. We think that the November meeting probably has a higher chance, because I think they want to wait and see what the Fed is going to do, and maybe by November we will have a Fed cut, and the Rand is certainly helping their case in terms of it having, you know, it hit the sort of 1550 levels down to or stronger to 1450 levels at the moment. So that's not putting a lot of inflation and pressure. I think in terms of their targets and their expectations, they think that we're going to continue to stay within target band from an inflation perspective. So really the question is, should they help growth or not?
Yes,
and we all think they should, but that's not their mandate. Their prime mandate is around price stability, and certainly the growth story needs the Reserve Bank's help. But the question is, do lower interest rates really help some of the structural issues that we've got in the economy? And really, the answer is probably not. It helps reduce burden on consumers in the short term, and certainly spur some economic activity. So that could help. But at the same time, you know, you don't want to then spook the Rand, spook the ratings agency, and then shoot yourself in the foot and cause inflation. So those are the kind of things that they're balancing. So on balance, we think they're going to hold with a dovish tone, and then maybe cut in November.
We'll have to see what happens next week and hold out hope maybe for a rate cut in November.
And look, the other thing that they also need to probably watch and see is the medium-term expenditure framework from the finance minister in October. And I think that that is going to concern, again, the rating agencies around government fiscal position. We think that's probably deteriorating. And we think that government's revenues are looking weaker. You saw the growth numbers, you saw the mining production numbers coming out this week. So hold for next week, unfortunately.
Okay, so we'll have to see how all that plays out. Let's come back to today, though, and take a look at some company news, because Old Mutual was really front and center.
Yes.
They were also one of the biggest gainers on the top 40, because the insurer said that it wants to de-escalate litigation between itself and its ex-CEO, Peter Moyo.
Yeah.
But the share price still substantially down, if you take a look at where it was when Moyo was first axed. Some analysts we've spoken to say that the board should resign because of it. Because they say that the exit, no matter how you look at it, it was just handled really badly.
Yes.
Where do you sit on it? Do you think that the only way to restore confidence is to have the board resign?
Look, I think everybody's painted themselves into a corner, right? Shareholders have said you can't settle this with a big check. The board have put all this litigation into action, and they realize if they keep going this way, it's going to be a never-ending story. It's going to be pressure on the share price for a while. Changing the whole board would certainly be disruptive, I think. Specifically if you've taken out the CEO and now you're going to take out the entire board. But perhaps one or two key board members falling on their axes might restore a hope and also actually strengthen their hand at the negotiation table, because you're almost starting a new negotiation with the former CEO. So maybe that could help, but certainly not very well handled.
Because why I ask is that Old Mutual is facing a really tough trading environment at the moment, given growth and the kind of pressure insurers in general are under.
Yeah.
Because this must be creating quite a diversion at a time when you'd hope that strategic focus needs to be sharpened.
Yes. The irony is, out of the insurers and the numbers that have come out, Old Mutual's numbers were actually fine. And so I totally agree with you. You know, the share price shouldn't be where it is. If you just look at performance of the business, the share price should be at least sort of 10, 15% higher than where it is at the moment. And so they do need to get this resolved quickly so that they can focus on running the business in this tough environment.
Sam, we're almost out of time, so I have to ask you, what's your stock pick today?
So last time I was here, I mentioned the rhodium ETF. It's a substitute for platinum in the autocatalytic converter market, and it's continuing to run. It had a bit of a slip under 700, but it's back a little bit over 700. So we continue to watch that with gleeful eyes.
Well, with gleeful eyes, that's you picking the rhodium ETF today. Thanks so much for your time. Sam Mokorozi is from Funani Capital. What's your stock pick today?
So last time I was here, I mentioned the rhodium ETF. It's a substitute for platinum in the autocatalytic converter market, and it's continuing to run. It had a bit of a slip under 700, but it's back a little bit over 700. So we continue to watch that with gleeful eyes.
Well, with gleeful eyes, that's you picking the rhodium ETF today. Thanks so much for your time. Sam Mokorozi is from Funani Capital.